We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, I am stoked. Like, this is crazy to me right now that baseball, whether or not it's spring training, there will be a pitch today at 1 p.m. John Sterling, Susan Waldman will be on the air, and we get some baseball. And that is just an amazing thing. As a baseball lover that I am, this just gets me going. And I know that Chris McMonagle talked about it as well, that this is not going to be a full nine-inning game. But who cares anyway? It's just you're turning on the TV, you're listening to the radio, you're just hearing Michael King throw the first pitch, and you're just listening to or watching some good old-fashioned baseball that I need. Because guess what, fans? Baseball fans, we might not get it in 2022. And I don't want to be a downer with that, but there's a possibility of a strike overhanging us. So I'd like to just enjoy a nice opening day of spring training and sit there and see the new faces on these teams, to see the DJ LeMahieu returning to the Yankees, to see what Corey Kluber can do, just all that stuff. You know, that just gets me going. It really does. Like, I'm super amped. And the only thing better than this is actually going to be opening day when I have my fantasy baseball lineup all ready to go. But that's still a month away, but we are here. And Yankees fans, you finally get to see a little bit of what you have building. You have this young core pitching staff with a nice veteran lineup. And what are you going to do? It's going to be a long spring training. Who's going to make the team? Who's going to be a diamond in the rough? Is there any space for a diamond in the rough with the Yankees? I mean, there was no off-season moves really to be made because there was such lack of space. But we have the opportunity now to see this team flourish, see what Aaron Boone has to work with. And it's like, you look at the odds already, then projected to win 95-plus wins. So it's like, is the regular season even anything to really worry about? Are we going to get worked up about the regular season with the New York Yankees? Yes, there's a lot of question marks. I'm sorry. I came into this offseason for the Yankees going, there's a lot of things in the pitching department mainly that I really want to see changed. Tanaka, Paxton gone. I was really looking forward to somebody else stepping in to be the 1B to Gerrit Cole. I really was looking forward to that. I was really hoping someone else could step in and really lengthen out that rotation. Because the bullpen, no matter how good you think they're going to be this year, is you're going to wear out those arms. Last year, it was a tough, short season. And those bullpen arms became, some of them were very ineffective. The Adam Ottavinos of the world didn't hold their end of the bargain, which now he's shipped out to Boston. So good for that. So now that's a win for Yankee fans. But I'm still a firm believer, and you need a good starting rotation. I mean, not all games are going to be like a spring training game where you're going to have 7 innings and possibly 5 innings game long. You know, it's not like that. You need to get a little depth. I know the game is changing, but still, you need some sort of depth. You got a lot of question marks. The Devi Garcias of the world, the Mike Schmidts. Sorry, the Clark Schmidts. He's injured already. We got the Michael Kings of the world that are rounding out this rotation. And then they got the question mark in Corey Kluber. I mean, it's not the worst move in the world to bring in somebody like that, but like for that to be the big offseason move, DJ LeMahieu doesn't count. I'm sorry. LeMahieu was a must. That was a necessity. You had to bring him in. But for Kluber to be that guy that you invested in, I mean, there weren't many options. We all knew Trevor Barrow was not coming to the Yankees. That was a given. But for Corey Kluber, who's pitched how many innings in the past two seasons, to spend that amount of money for 1 year of Corey Kluber, it's a big question mark. I would be nervous. Now, listen, we can't forget two other names that are returning to the team. Luis Severino, when he does come back, can he be who he was before his latest injury? Can he be that ace-like pitcher? And then Domingo Germán. What are we going to get out of Domingo Germán? It is too many question marks. And now you could say that maybe this year the AL West is not as stacked. Sorry, AL East. Maybe the AL East is not as stacked as it once was. The Red Sox are in a rebuild. The Rays just traded away their best pitcher. The Orioles are just the Orioles. The Blue Jays are really your only competition. And I mean, their pitching is still suspect at times too. Their offense is very good, but their pitching is very suspect. So maybe this is a year that you can sit back and just kind of work it out and patch it, put a couple Band-Aids on it, and cross your fingers. But I don't know, Yankee fans. You tell me, 877-337-6666. Are you worried about this pitching staff? Or do you feel confident? Do you feel like the normal juggernaut that you normally are? And then the lineup is just, again, I listened to Buck Showalter the other day with Moose and Maggie. And they asked him about the right-handed heavy lineup. And he said that doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't. With the type of hitters that the Yankees have in their lineup, does it really make a difference? I mean, DJ LeMahieu can hit the ball any which way. You know, the biggest question mark is whether or not certain guys are going to stay healthy. And if they don't stay healthy, then forget about it. Then you're going to start going to the Brett Gardners of the world, and he's going to have more playing time in the outfield. And there's your lefty bat. And I know so many people can't stand the Brett Gardner move. But really, does it make a difference? I mean, he signed such a small contract. He's a good face on the team. He's a good leader. Such a small move that bothers people. I don't get that. Insignificant, you know? Insignificant in the mindset of it wasn't like they went out and wasted a ton of money on somebody that, like, it's Brett Gardner. We're not talking that they went out and spent $30 million for 1 year on a Trevor Bauer, which that's not really a great analogy either, because would be a significant upgrade in their starting rotation. But it's insignificant as far as it's not hurting their wallet and what he could give for chemistry purpose. It's kind of important. And to be fair, if it wasn't for Brett Gardner being back, I mean, who's the longest tenured Yankee? I think they said Luis Severino. It's a very youthful in some sense, but it's not these classic Yankee teams that we're used to, I guess. It's going to be very interesting, but again, spring training, first game is today. I'm excited about that. It's about time, you know, when we, even though the Knicks and the Nets are out there and you know, making some runs, baseball just has a different feel. Just gives a different feel to the tri-state area. And, you know, it's funny because it's like we had a little mini heat wave going on. And it's like perfect timing. It's like, you know, the baseball weather's coming. The snow's melting. I know it's going to rain today, I think. Or is it going to snow again? I can't remember. Rain, snow, something like that. I'm going to ignore that a little bit. But the fact is, baseball's back. And that makes me a very happy man. 877-337-6666. At the Hoff WFAN, you can tweet at me. You can give me anything that you want to talk about with the Yankees. There's tons of talk that we're going to get into today, this morning, till 6 before Bob Salter takes over. The Watson news is just never-ending, the Sean Watson news. I know that there was more John McClain, as Chris McMonagle mentioned as well. John McClain came out with something where Watson could, you know, it's time for Watson to leave the team. But is that something that the Jets fans want? Yes. How much are you going to give up? That's we're going to dive into that a little bit later. We're going to dive into Mets stuff as well because, I mean, I think they've had a decent offseason. I think that they've had a decent offseason. I'll give you a grade for them too. I've made my grade known of what I feel the Mets offseason was. Am I ecstatic about it? Am I feeling that they hit a home run? We'll get into that. The Knicks and Nets are playing well right now. You know, the Nets, they're doing what you expect. I know their losing streak, their winning streak is now over, but they had a dud. Did a couple guys sit out? Kyrie, obviously the big one there. We knew KD was out. But for basketball fans, you got to be happy. I know the Nets are just, until there's chaos on that Net team, they're never going to be as big as the Knicks, especially a Knicks team that walking into this season, the expectations were so low. Didn't know what you were going to get. Talks of who was going to get traded for this team before the first tip of the first game. And now it's completely different. Tom Thibodeau, not saying has turned this team around completely, but has brought a different energy for sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!